It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Deadbeat promoters and producers beware. One singer fought back on stage and on Facebook after being stiffed. Crossover tenor Jonathan Ansell said he tried for months to get the roughly $12,000 he was owed from producer Stephen Leatherland for a 2015 UK tour of an opera review. And fed up, he leapt onto the stage just before the beginning of another Leatherland production and told the audience that he and other cast members had been stiffed, at the same time streaming the whole thing on Facebook Live. He told audience members that he and other singers involved in last year's tour had not been paid. He said Leatherland, who runs production company World on Stage, had left some performers in such a dreadful position that they had not been able to pay rents or mortgages. It's extremely unfortunate that I've had to take this drastic action here tonight, but I hope it goes some way to stopping this happening to anybody else ever again, he said. Later in the video, Ansell confronts Leatherland, but the producer refuses to address payment concerns while the camera is on him. You can see the video on Jonathan Ansell's official Facebook page. In the wake of the Women's March worldwide, the birth of the Orwellian phrase alternative facts, and veiled threats to journalists from members of the White House staff, composer and journalist Mohammed Fairouz makes the case for music as resistance. In a recent essay for the online publication New Music Box, he says, journalism and art are essentially about illuminating truth to the best of our ability. This seems especially relevant in an area where the very validity of absolute truth is being brought to question. There's a lot of talk about opposing extremism and intolerance in the world, but the ultimate response of resistance to violence and destruction is creation. He goes on to say music and the arts and poetry are essentially a training field for innovation and empathy. Our job as composers has now changed. Previously, our profession was important. Today, he says, it is existentially vital. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on Listener Supported, 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DB Scottsdale at 89.7. And we're available on the web at kbok.org.